You're ready.
We're going to call the meeting back to order, come out of recess. So the next item that we've got is Monty Hunt, 300 Wisconsin Road, Hollister.
So Monty and Amy Hunt are seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use in an existing four-bedroom, single-family home located at 300 Wisconsin Road, Hollister. Property is currently zoned R1 single-family residential district. Per the Taney County's assessor's information, it is parcel lot number 17 in block 3 in the Riverside Estates subdivision. Currently, the property has a single-family home built in 1995. Property served by Missouri American Water Company for water, Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. So our staff recommendations for the four-bedroom home will be a maximum occupancy of 10. For occupancy of 10, we'll need a total of 5 parking spaces. So to orient you, here's where your earlier Wisconsin application. This is Wisconsin over in this location. It's Acacia Club, Boggy River. Zooming in on the parcel. And again, I throw the zoning layer on. So this one's a little different because in 1999, Division 3 Permit 12 was issued for special use for B&B, which was the only rental type permit at that time, because nightly rental was not added to the guidance code until 2009, and this property has not changed ownership since then, so that permit is currently in place. Here's a picture of the home. I just kind of moved around it. Won't take a whole lot of your time, but that I would turn it over to the applicant.
Applicant here?
Yeah. He is.
All right.
Did I understand you to say it's the same owner?
Yep, that was 1999. That permit's still the same person that got it in 99. So it's been in that for 23 years. They're getting ready to sell it to the Hunts.
Gotcha.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's go.
I'm ready. Gentlemen, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. This has been an enlightening evening. My name is Monty Hunt. I'm here on behalf of my wife, Amy, as well. And I also have in the room here my brother-in-law, Brian, and he's also representing his family as well. And we are here, as it's been stated, to petition for this to be continued to use as a nightly rental. I want to just use three words and just expound upon those in the time that I've got. Those three words would be family, relationships, and opportunity. First, family. As I said, my brother-in-law is here, and while we are petitioning for this to be a nightly rental, we are also wanting to use the property ourselves. We really do love this area. My wife and I, we currently reside in the St. Charles area, which is by St. Louis, but for 8 years as well, we lived in the Joplin area, and we would visit the wonderful area of Branson from time to time with family. And so we would love to continue to do that as well. So while we do want to, of course, use it as a nightly rental, we do want to visit the area as a family. Second, in relationship, the current gentleman who owns the property, who we are seeking to purchase it from, Kirk, we've established a wonderful relationship with him over the time of working out, acquiring the property, and he is wanting to and desired, and we would like to desire for him to stay on and maintain the property for us. So you would have someone local who's a long-standing citizen of the area of Branson to maintain the property when, of course, we're not using it, and to be able to have that long-standing relationship with the community still embedded there, we think would be a really, really positive note. And then finally, on opportunity, of course, it's an opportunity for our family to be a part of the community when we're here, and of course, have a source of revenue and income. But then also, it's a really unique piece of property that we think for those who want to travel from around the United States to see the unique opportunity and personality that Branson has to offer, to be able to reside in this on this wonderful place. It's a log cabin. I actually brought some photos of the interior if you guys wanted to see it. I'm happy to pass those around for you. It's absolutely, it's gorgeous on the outside, but it's beautiful on the inside as well. So my wife and I, we're just thrilled to be able to utilize it and to be the owners of it. But also, just imagine anyone from around our wonderful country being able to come in and experience everything that Branson has to offer and to be able to stay there. I know that we want to do that, and I know many of the millions of people who come here every year to participate in the commerce of this area would love to do the same. So those are the three things I have for you. Our family would love it to continue to strengthen the relationships here in Branson, and then, of course, the opportunity for us and for others to come and enjoy that space would be fantastic.
So, Scott, just to refresh my memory and bed and breakfast is conditional use,
mm-hmm.
and it's been that for 23 years?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, I think it migrated to a nightly rental not shortly after that, but the nightly rental wasn't even a use until 2009.
Yeah, okay.
That required. So they would have just migrated it to the nightly rental.
Okay.
They don't cook breakfast anymore.
Huh?
They don't cook breakfast anymore.
Don't think so.
There's a smoker out back.
So let's just see what we take a pulse. So we have anybody that signed up to speak on behalf of this application, for the application? Either of you want to go first? You have a game plan?
Hi, my name's Brian Felton, and Monty is my brother-in-law, and he stated that very well, probably better than I can. I probably know that. But we just look at this as a great opportunity for our family. Our family has always been close. We wanted to continue this. I mean, we got plans to come down here and use the cabin. It's already been an established rental. We got Kirk that's willing to take over. And if you guys know Kirk, I don't know if there's many more stand-up people in this that I've ever met in my life than Kirk. And he's willing to stay here, take care of it, make sure that what he has established over these last 22, 23 years continues. The property is meticulously maintained. It's beautiful. We're also going to purchase. He has another lot of right across the road, because this is at the end of the road, if I'm not mistaken. And there's another 1.4 acres that we're going to purchase also. And just to kind of keep that property together in its uniqueness. And I think that's all I have to say.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Ma'am?
Scott?
Yes, sir.
Two lots.
Mm-hmm. I was going to tell him that. It's actually lot 17 and lot 18, which together. I'm sorry. I'm Patty Silliman. I represent Mr. Coover, who is the owner of the property. And we actually are selling 0.86 of an acre. It's lot 17 and lot 18. They go together. And as stated, Kirk has been doing rentals there for 20-plus years. There's, to my knowledge, never been a complaint. He's here hands-on. He maintains it, and he checks each person in and out. He screens them. He will continue to help the new owners as they transition, and they're going to be using it a lot with their families. This is just a source of revenue, maybe to supplement some of the cost of the property. But we appreciate the consideration. We thank you for looking at it. We hope that we get your blessing, and if there's anything else we can help you with, we're here to do that.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
On the application, they've got in the last three digits 069, which is this parcel, but I'm understanding that they want to add 070. Is that something that I can, because the application just has the 069.
Yeah, I would think
so. And I can
so.
Put the and 070
and you know what?
Behind it.
We realize that after the fact, and I have an amendment that includes that other lot in the purchase if you'd like to see a copy of that.
No, we just need what you want through this application.
Okay, well, we apologize because
nope,
we
no
should
problem.
Have had both of those on there.
Yeah, I do now.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for bringing our attention.
Sorry. Moving.
Anyone else for the application? Anyone signed up that's opposed to the application? opposed? Seeing none, you want to come back up? Any questions, further comments, questions, concerns for the applicant? And if not, do we have enough information for a motion? Got a motion on the floor to approve.
Second.
Randy with the second. Any further discussion? All those in favor of approving the application as presented, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Congrats.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Is that 8-1 count, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Yes. So, Scott, on the next two, can they be combined? Are they close enough? Or
that sounds perfect to me.
Okay, we've got two in Ridgedale. Krista Dowling, Lot 1, Block 20. And Lot 1, 62 and 63, Block 19. Are you okay to combine them?
Yes. That's how I presented it to
you. So this will be case number 22003 and 004. So Krista Dowling is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use for proposed three-bedroom single-family homes, one to be located on Lot 1, Block 20, Ozark Paradise Village, and a three-bedroom single-family home located on Riviera Drive, which would be Lots 1, 62, and 63, Block 19, Ozark Paradise Village. Property is currently zoned R1 single-family residential. The parcels are served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. So, again, our staff recommendation, three-bedroom home, occupancy of 8. For 8 occupancy, we would need 4 parking spaces. So here's your Long Creek Bridge, 86 Highway. I think it's Oakview. I can't remember. We'll zoom in. But anyway, the parcels are highlighted. Lakeview down to
Riviera.
And this is Riviera Drive right here, actually. So here's our lot numbers mentioned, 1, 62, 63, single family home there, and a single family home here. Here's our zoning layer. Here, again, here's our subject parcels. She did present a concept drawing of location, septic, the single family home. And then I just took some photos. Of course, they're just vacant lots, but give you an idea. This is Riviera Drive. This is looking back towards the curve to the west. And then I did take a pictometry and somewhat draw in, so to give you kind of a view of where those lots are located in relation to the other area. So that, I'd turn it over to the applicant.
Scott, if you could pull up the PowerPoint.
It looks like that.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
So the triangle lot that you can see on that, we bought 9 years ago, so that it's not like we're just buying this to now do nightly rentals. And then the other two we bought within the last few years, we thought we'd put a garage, a large garage and some living space till we built on the other lot. Then we saw kind of what was happening in our cove. If you could go to the next slide. That's what White Oak Ventures owns, and that's basically Big Cedar and Johnny Morris. And if you can see, I highlighted in red the properties we're talking about. And the triangle lot butts up. That's 3 acres right next to us. Honestly, we don't know exactly what's going to happen in that cove. Directly across from us, they've already started building on and